Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
If they weren't necessary in the first place, why do we have them? If they were necessary, why are we getting rid of them? In order to close a $17 million deficit projected for the upcoming school year, Clark County Schools is cutting all 170 dean positions at middle and high schools. The state legislature just ended their session and did provide additional funding for Nevada's public schools. Nonetheless, CCSD Superintendent Jesus Jara said the district was nearly $167 million short of balancing their budget for the next school year. Now, if that's not enough, the district projects another $17 million deficit for the following school year. As the deans vacate their positions, they'll be offered the opportunity to fill vacant classroom teaching positions with a cut in pay. So what do deans do? They handle various administrative matters, including discipline, attendance, and teacher evaluations. How is the CCSD now going to handle these issues? Or more like, who is going to handle these issues? Apparently, undefined administrative teams will be assigned to the various duties previously handled by deans. Now, during the past few years, there's been an increase in school violence and the number of guns discovered on campuses. Of course, there's no way to tell how many guns and other weapons were brought onto campuses and never discovered. To address these heightened threats, the school district has adopted handheld metal detector random school searches and introducing four new canine officers to sniff out weapons. While the legislative session directed more money to schools, not everyone is happy about the way this whole situation was presented. Stephen Augsburg, executive director of the Clark County Association of School Administrators and Professional Technical Employees, registered his disapproval of the process. He said the superintendent's lack of communication was an example of unconscionable behavior. However, it appears teachers will get the 3% pay raise they demanded. Now, this would seemingly negate the threat of a strike that unions were using as leverage over the legislature and CCSD administration. But how do these events address the remaining holes? The placement of former deans in classrooms means more teachers and a slight decline in classroom size. But the question of how the duties of the former deans will be handled is still up in the air. More duties will be assigned to the current staff, which will mean more work overload. And will this mean adequately addressing the issues as well as adequately addressing the number of personnel needed to address the overall needs? One issue that's not been addressed on an adequate level is the safety and security of these campuses. While some money has been designated for campus security, older campuses that have multiple entrances still have the potential of posing a risk to the students, teachers, and staff. Apparently, there's no intention to address an issue that is way overdue. One would think that with the increase of campus violence across the country, Nevada and Clark County in particular would have addressed this issue years ago, but they did not. One would have thought with the legislative session that met this year and a new school year around the corner, the issue of security would have been the top priority, everything else a second or third tier. But it seems that there has been more concern by unions of class size and teacher pay. The security and welfare of the students will be considered, but only after the teachers and unions are taken care of. This reveals a serious lack of priorities. If you have a child in one of these older schools, you should be hopping mad, and the school district should hear about just how mad you are. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.